At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
The designer event is now on at Bloomingdale's, and you don't want to miss it. Shop the most sought-after handbags, shoes, and ready-to-wear from the top luxury designers, all at incredible savings. This sale only happens for a limited time, online and in-store. So head on over to Bloomingdale's today and shop the designer event.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to this crazy, crazy day with all four of us on. Hang tight. It's going to be a ride.
When you become a mom, you never imagine your child getting an autism diagnosis. It feels like your dreams have shattered, like a framed photograph falling off your mantle, exploding into a thousand pieces. But instead of trying to glue those pieces back together, this community of moms is here to help you build a new dream, a better one. So join in the conversation as us moms talk autism.
Okay, we're back.
Hi, everyone.
Whoa.
Well, that was so
that
loud.
That was Tosh.
Oh my Holy God. Mother
can you not sound That's what like it a, sounded like to me in your
can
opening.
You not sound
I'm
like
so
the gingerbread
sorry.
Man
so
from
that, no, the little doughboy. Hi, everyone.
Oh, no.
Pillsbury. It sounded like coming strong.
It sounded like gingerbread man.
Sorry.
From,
sorry, Shannon. Sorry. I'm being loud. My microphone's not even
yeah,
close
no,
to me.
Yeah, no, you're super loud, what and I'm finally not movie? Host. And so I was trying to turn you down and I couldn't, and it was triggering.
You're good. You're good, Tosh. You're good.
Turn me. So hi, sorry.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany. Tosh is here, as you
hi.
Can hear. Shannon's here also.
Hello.
And Jean.
I am here. Thanks to Brittany.
Jean's
and
here.
Brittany has all the questions for us.
I have so many questions today, and I cannot
line,
wait
everyone.
To ask you all of these burning questions that I have.
Let me wash down my carrot real quick.
Tosh is eating carrots. It's 9:30 in the morning, just so you know. She's an example to us all, and Shannon loves it.
She actually, carrot's kind of a carb, but. Anyways, keep going.
It is. They're very sweet.
It's yes. A carby vegetable.
Carby yeah. Vegetable. Starchy.
Mm-hmm. I like
all
carbs.
Right. So speaking
so then you would
of,
love it, Shannon.
Speaking of eating things and talking, what is your biggest pet peeve? And I'll give you a second to think about it.
Oh my gosh.
Tosh has what way are, too long of a list. I don't even like playing this game with her because she has OCD.
Maybe you have to limit it to two, one or two at most. So choose wisely.
Should I go last?
Sure.
I need someone to answer why, so, for me.
So okay, Shannon can't attack you and be like, oh my God.
My biggest pet peeve are people who eat carrots at 9:30 in the morning.
Guilty.
Or any other vegetable and act like they like them.
Like they like it.
I will
oh, man,
have
I really
you
like
know.
To force that thing down.
Shannon, I just ate pasta salad. Tomato mozzarella
that
pasta
is
salad.
My kind of salad.
That sounds about correct coming yeah. From Jean and second in line, Shannon, for sure. Yeah. For sure. For sure.
I mean, Jean has always inspired me a little because she was eating microwave quesadillas and coffee for breakfast at one point, too, which
yes.
I was fully there for.
Yes.
There was
Jean
a stress
no, for all no, your no, nutritional tips.
No shame in her game. She's like, leftover pizza, throw that thing in the what's it called? Air fryer.
Air fryer. I don't actually, I don't own an air fryer because I felt like it was against my... He was classically trained.
Culinary, whatever. But you know what, Jean?
I know.
Jean.
I'm not above it now. I know.
Everybody
I need to
needs
get one.
An air fryer.
I know.
It's okay, Jean. I use Can mine we, enough for both of us. So
life.
You do.
It's life changing.
You do.
When you belong to the chicken nugget world, it's life changing.
Right? Well, until Rory starts eating chicken nuggets, like, that's not my world. But I like,
Rory,
you know,
because nuggets.
I can't put milkshakes in the air fryer.
Somebody growling at me?
When I can.
That was my stomach. I'm really hungry. You guys are talking about food.
That was your stomach?
I think so. Okay. Far,
okay. I thought Jean had an animal in the closet with her.
I didn't. Today I don't. I'm the animal that's in the closet.
Oh my gosh. I'm really sorry, everybody. I'm just really hungry.
Shannon's the only one that's answered the question, and I don't even know that she answered it really accurately. It's just because it was convenient that Tosh was eating
a carrot. She's just trying to give me a hard time.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've vamped long enough. You have to answer now. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Eating-wise.
Oh, eating-wise.
Is that what we're talking about?
Sure. No, whatever pet peeve you have. I have a problem with... And I don't mean to offend anyone, but I'm just being myself.
This
I have a problem with
bound to happen.
People who are perpetually late to things. Like, I'm not talking 5-10
minutes.
Come
on.
I am talking like 45, an hour and a half, whatever, like late all the time, and do not let you know or apologize in any way once they arrive. If you agree to meet at the park with a friend and they show up 45 minutes late and they don't text you to tell them or say, oh, I'm so sorry we're late, this happened, you're automatically on my blacklist. Like, I'm just like, okay, I don't know if we could be friends anymore. Like, this does not work for me.
Well, you're kinder than I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just, it bugs me. And it's not, you know, everything, emergencies happen. I get it. Like, stuff happens. Sometimes you can't, your phone dies, whatever. But if it happens over and over and over again, it's hard. It's hard for me. All right. What you got, girls? Mm-hmm.
Good. Yep. I was preparing myself to be microaggressed or passive aggressive. I was like, oh, shit. This is going to be a message to one of us or all of us in here. Excuse me. For her to tell us.
Oh, darn.
All go today.
Ship up or shape out. Shape up or ship out. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
All right.
Shape up.
I'm talking about ships. Ships. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, ship up or shape out.
shape out. I think that's so wrong.
I'm dying. Okay. So since I first heard food pet peeves.
Yeah.
People chewing with their mouth open is just, I cannot. Mm-hmm. I cannot. And people that chew very aggressively. Tyler, I love you, but my husband is an aggressive chewer. Mm-hmm. He's just can't eat fast enough.
It's very intentional and driven. And,
very. And then on top of it, he has TMJ. So it's not just like loud chewing. It's like popping jaw.
His jaw's popping. Oh, no.
I can't handle it. So gross. Anyways.
Shannon, what do you got?
So you have misophonia. You have misophonia.
I was going to say there's a name for that.
It's misophonia.
Come on.
It is. You totally do. Yes, you do. You are. And it has been.
Jean just asked Dr.
You. And it says you're the editor of this podcast and you have a lot of things, the sounds that you don't like.
You know what? Send us that definition and or whatever meaning whatever and we will it will never be forgotten ever.
Misophonia.
Sounds like a spelling bee.
There's more.
Go
I told
ahead.
You there was more
is crumbs in is crumbs in the sink or like not or like you wash something out and then you don't wash the sink out?
You don't rinse the sink out after cleaning up.
Like, okay, we're talking in the kitchen.
Right.
But people that leave globs of toothpaste in their sink? I'm sorry. Like, what? Did you miss the toothbrush altogether or did you put it in your mouth and then spit it out? Or did I'm so confused why that happens.
Yes.
All of the above.
All of the above.
All of the above.
Have you trained your children not to do that and your husband?
Yes, Tyler does not do it because he knows he will get a serious beat down. Mm-hmm. And the kids don't do it in the sink. They spill it on the counter and then they wipe it up with the hand towel. So that's really mm-hmm. special.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic. Don't touch that one. Yeah.
But at
yeah.
least so we those wash go straight the hand into towel the washer.
It's every fine. Single day, you know. That's every okay. single. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Just Shannon, big old globs of white toothpaste everywhere. Just super enjoyable.
Talk to me, Shannon. What do you got?
Okay, so.
Oh, one more.
No, oh, you have
I'm
to wait.
Jump
you
through the computer wait. Screen.
I told you. I told you.
People who interrupt. No,
I was waiting. Yeah, I was waiting for that.
People who are late. I have PTSD from my childhood. I had a parent who was late to literally everything. Mm. So when people are late, or yeah. I get very stressed out if I'm going to be late. So uh-huh. it is a very rare occurrence that I am late to literally anything. I'm the person that's annoyingly early, usually, to the right. point where it's like, why are you here so
because
early?
Because that's not early. That's on time, Shannon. Amen. Just so you know.
10 minutes early is on time.
On time? On time so, is late, and late is you might as well not even come.
People who are late, this is hard. It's annoying Suck. And it's disrespectful for not respecting my time because mine is as valuable as yours.
Yes. Respect. Yes. It's a respect thing.
Yeah. And then the other one is anything, anyone who smells like nicotine smoke. I cannot handle it.
I heard something I had else at
two
first.
Two parents like, who like, what? Were smokers. And so like I had clothes that smelled like smoke and it was so obnoxious and I cannot stand the smell of smoke.
Isn't that funny? I will tell you, Shannon, I was a smoker back in the day. And I am the Jean's raising her hand too. Jean was too. And now I'm the person, I'm the ex-smoker that is like disgusted by the smell of smoke.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. I would rather have you that way than
disgusted. Okay. I'm like the person that is like, nope. Roll up the windows. Somebody's smoking a cigarette near us. Mm-hmm. Or, excuse me, sir, do not stand in front of a door to an entrance of a business and smoke your cigarette. Or, I'm sorry, did you just throw your cigarette out the window?
We're going to have to rename this episode Tasha's Pet Peeves.
I know. I set myself up a little bit.
Are you regretting that choice to be the first question?
And I am sure that I have more, but like those are just the ones top of mind.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What do you got, Jean?
Okay.
She's like, I don't even know after
that. Oh, I do. Well, I mean, I'm in this phase of my life where I'm really struggling. I don't like to be late. I don't like it at all. Freaks me out, gives me anxiety, but I have way too much on my plate and I just have to roll with it and be like, you know what? I'm a failure. And I'm
That's
here.
It. I'm late every Please damn day. Come on.
Don't reject me.
I'm a failure
don't reject
and
my
I'm
kids.
Here.
And I'm just like,
I'm a failure.
I've had, I
oh
had
my
all
gosh,
of
let me write that down.
I had all the.
That's our next
too.
Mug.
I'm still alive. And
Where's our
I have
spreadsheet
a
with
I
our swag shop stuff?
Listen, Jean, everybody goes in phases. So, you know what? I mean, we will give you.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not late for anything that we do together, so I'm not worried about it.
Girl.
Fair enough.
I mean, I'm late on some deadlines, I think, or I push the envelope.
Sorry to everybody else in Jean's life.
Yes, it is. I mean, I don't know. It's really my poor kids. It's really my poor kids, and it's because they don't help. So here's where my pet peeves are. Here's my pet peeves. Not acknowledging a sense of urgency. Not when one requires, let's acknowledge that there's a sense of urgency required. And I'm like, can you not read the room? Can you not tell that this requires you to hurry up, to move it? You're going to have to get a little more. And this is to my kids. This is to other people. And I'm like, what are you not getting? Why are we still moving at a glacial pace here?
Need a little pep in your step.
I'm going to need a little pep in that step and a walk with that purpose. Snap, snap. Like, what's happening? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, it means I was full of rage this morning, just so you know, when it was my fault because I didn't hit the snooze button. I hit the stop button. And I had 5 minutes to get McKenna ready for gymnastics. And it has – interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to call that a rookie.
It happens to all of us.
I don't know. I'm going to blame it on daylight savings.
Listen, girl, it's not about it's not about the snooze button. It's about having three separate alarms set 15 minutes apart.
Yep, from various locations in the room.
The first one starting really early, which you know you would never get up. The second, Yeah.
Shannon's got showing us her phone with like 15
Shannon,
minute increment.
Mine do not say those ridiculously early times, but mine's like
mine do. Mine say those times.
6:15, 6:30.
Mine say those times. Mine do say those times. Started at 5:30 this morning, so I relate. The other one is being patronized when people are trying to avoid. Oh no. I was trying to like, how am I going to word this? I'm trying to master the skill myself of being a benevolent leader. And, but I don't appreciate when,
Can you use small words for me? I'm going to stop talking, like, you guys. I promise.
There's like, cause do you know,
I did drugs this morning.
You do drugs every morning, technically, right? Scripts, like Rory, no scripts.
Mm. You do.
So
legally.
Drugs. Everybody legally does. Prescribed. Mm. Prescribed scripts.
This is a non-explicit podcast.
Anyways, Jean, carry on to what you're saying.
Anyway, so yeah, like when people are trying to avoid having hard conversations and they're just like, let's just broad stroke this. And I'm like, okay, nope, this ain't working for me. Can we just like talk about the real thing? Like, can we just talk about the whatever?
Are you talking about our fight, our little fight the other night?
Nope.
Is that what you're, are you bringing that up?
See, I'm not even doing that.
Nope.
That's not even it. Because that was certainly not.
I'm just wondering.
No, because that was like, hey, this is the problem. I got a problem.
I was passive aggressive, but I did say I'm bitchy because I'm annoyed.
I didn't think you were passive aggressive. I think it was the opposite. Like that's the thing. Good. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's almost like you'd rather that than being like, because I have someone that have a person in my life that doesn't, it's not anyone here. I have a person in my life that's a leader that I work with that does it all the time. And I'm like, would y'all please stop doing that? Cause we're not addressing the hard issues.
Oh, that's what you said. You said leaders. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I technically just hate people that if you think about it, that do that.
Yeah. But don't you think like customer service that happens all the time? And they're just like, I'm just going to follow the script and what I should say. Sorry, ma'am, that you're having that frustration, but we have to blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, listen, this is not helpful. You're not isolating it to my individualized problem. You're trying to bring it out here. I need you to bring it in. That's me. That's the Enneagram 8 in me. You know, I mean, this isn't shocking.
Go through it. Let's go through it. Yeah.
That's good. The Enneagram 1 in Brittany is going to move on to question number 2.
Thank you, Shannon.
Mine certainly weren't as fun as Tasha's, but I did send you that definition. So you will never forget.
I got
hashtag.
It. I knew.
Never forget.
Oh, good. Put it in the notes.
Okay. Next question. What is your favorite outfit, favorite articles of clothing? Like, I would love a full outfit if possible that makes you feel confident. Like, this is your.
Oh, confident. Okay.
Tosh.
Like, your outfit that's just going to, you're going to go conquer the world in this outfit.
I would like for you to answer, what is my uniform?
Shannon feels confident in a cute sports bra, a cute little tank top over, depending on the weather. I mean, it's always sunny in Arizona, so. Mm-hmm. And leggings. I'm going to call them power leggings to make it sound more. Oh, no. Oh, you're talking about your regular clothing. Oh,
okay,
I'm sorry.
Real clothes. Let's put on real clothes today.
Real clothes. Okay, real clothes. That's right.
Not that you would expect that because I'm wearing
Shannon is a the uniformed tank top from Target.
Yep. Or bodysuit.
It's a higher neck scoop. What am I trying to say, Shannon? What's it called?
It's not like a racer.
But it's just like that. Yeah, cut in, and then it comes up higher to the collarbone. And then jeans, usually with some distress in them. Mm-hmm. And depending on where she's at, either her platform black Birkenstocks or a cute pair of heels or sandals to show a house in.
Chunky heel.
There you go.
Yep.
Because I'm like the Steve Jobs of Target. I like wear the same outfit like almost every single day.
And she, you know what it is? It's that you have a wardrobe capsule, or you have a capsule wardrobe.
Yeah.
I was just talking about this the other day. And
except I have like 90,000 pieces for my capsule wardrobe.
Well, you have to have one in every color. But I think that's good. Okay.
So Shannon, I want you to do that for Tosh now.
No, because Tosh dresses different every day.
Like a chameleon.
Yeah. But like, but give us some okay. examples.
So Shannon. Tosh would
she's
be
our eccentric
a
child.
Really cute pair of a straight leg ankle jean. Yes. With a cute tenny, whether it's like a Vans or a Converse, and some crazy sweater that is wild. Mm-hmm. That is mm-hmm. when I think of Tosh.
Like wild as in like not only the colors, but like the graphic
print.
And the
smiley
pattern.
Faces, huge flowers.
The texture is can be very chunky and like oversized.
She can pull it off. Yeah. She
all the jewelry.
Tons
Mr.
of jewelry.
Mr. T jewelry.
Yeah.
Please tell
but
me.
Tosh also does appreciate the $8 Target tank top uniform also. Like,
girl,
Tosh
come on.
Also has those.
Who doesn't?
See, that's what I'm saying. There needs to be. I'm sorry, Jean. I'm sorry. I interrupted. But I was just going to say, I know we can't go into all, but like there is what you feel confident in every
scenario.
Situation.
Situation or just, the event or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Although I will say I found a pair of Levi's on Amazon that are like
choice.
Are they the wedgie?
No, because my legs are a little too thick to wear those. My thighs don't look super great
for the wedgy ones.
Yeah. Or like the ankle wider around, like the ankle length that are wider around the ankle. I look terrible in those because it makes my whole leg look like a sausage. So
the wedgy ones are just, these are like Levi's that kind of go up your butt crack.
Yeah, no, but the cut of the leg is not good on.
Okay.
That's so uncomfortable. Okay.
Next, Jean, you're next.
Okay, hold on.
Jean, I'll
Jean
do
Jean. Wears a power blazer.
Hold on, though.
Jean just wears power suit.
Before you do that.
Every day, all day. Come on.
I cannot move on without acknowledging what this started out sounding like. But you tell me you heard this. It sounded like the scene in Miss Congeniality where it's like, please describe your perfect date. I have to say April 25th because it's not too hot, not too cold. All you need is just a light jacket. That is what Shannon sounded like describing Tosh. And I'm like, Tosh describing Shannon. I was dying. And I'm like, does anyone else hear this? Because that's all I hear right now. That's all I hear.
Oh my gosh.
I hear nothing else but that. And then it continued. And then it continued when you're like, okay, now Shannon, you do that for Tosh. And then she really emphasized the word wild. Like, I can't even say it how
wild.
She said it.
Wild.
Wild. Like,
because
very...
I am the queen of solids and Tosh is not the queen of solids.
And calm. And I am the definition of
chaos
wild.
Monster.
Yes. Yeah. Chaos monster.
Go ahead, Brittany. Go ahead. Do me, Brittany.
Somebody write that down.
Confidence.
Okay. All right. Jean is.
Can somebody write down chaos monster?
Chaos monster. I got it. I'm writing it down. Jean is a study of opposites. She is confident in her loungewear. She has some
actually.
Very,
can I
very...
do this one, please?
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh my God.
Go ahead, Tosh.
Okay, Jean at her tippity top, fierce like. Here I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Capitol. It's her power suits or her power rompers. and we're talking, we can do any shade. Jean's comfortable like that too, and in lots of different colors. But Jean is also very comfortable and confident in looking like a homeless person.
Yeah, it
is. Hey, it takes a special person to be like.
I prefer hobo chic.
Take it or leave it.
This is how hobo, I'm going.
Hobo chic, okay.
Hobo
and today,
chic.
I am very hobo chic.
You're right because you do have your savvy, your classy. Yes,
Jean knows how to dress to impress because she grew up on the East Coast and she has a lot of that East Coast vibe. Whereas
fancy people,
the three of us are firmly West in Coasters. The Western West Coasters and do not know how to dress up.
Yeah, Jean's properly. Like, can y'all stop wearing your Birkenstocks, please?
Yeah, no, that's all I wear.
Birkenstocks anywhere.
Well, that's why I draw the line. Okay. I'm not to offend anyone, but I will not wear Crocs. Sorry, I'm not going to wear Crocs. I just
do it.
You can call me homeless all you want, but I won't wear Crocs.
She has her limits.
Oh my gosh, she has her limits.
Mm-hmm. All right, do me, guys.
Anything green, a dress.
Anything green. Let's always say Brittany's church, they dress nice. You know, they dress up. And so every time Brittany goes to church on Sunday, she's always in some cute little, green dress or skirt and cute blouse or whatever it might be.
Cute dress, cute sandals.
Brittany looks like Brittany's the perfect Stepford wife.
I love it when Brittany has like a fresh haircut and it's like blown out and straight.
Oh, yes.
And gorgeously
red.
She's
always got cute little earrings on, dangling earrings.
Red over her green top. Yeah.
I do love green. Mm-hmm. It makes my hair look more red.
Because you look amazing.
She's like Nicole Kidman. She's Stepford wife.
I would call her Episcopalian.
I will take that as a compliment.
She is not Episcopalian. I'm a Mormon. But I don't have a name.
Episcopalian Brits.
Have you ever heard that? Or
are you trying to find an alliteration? Is that what's happening?
Or you haven't heard like
I know that was a thing.
A Jewish American princess. Like I can't even call it. What is the Mormon term of that? I don't have one. What is that? There has to be something. Come on, Brittany, give it to us. Is there not?
I am drawing a blank on my cultural references right now. I will come back to that.
You get back to us on that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know what the. I need to consult my shopping buddy who is Amy.
What we should have said? We should have said in Sex and the City, who would each of us be?
Oh.
Not personality wise.
Right.
Oh, just clothing wise.
Oh, clothes wise. Okay. I was like, whoa.
Well, you're Carrie, Tosh.
Because you.
You're Carrie.
You are what's her face? Brown hair.
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Who?
You
are.
Me. Brittany. Me. I'm Charlotte. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Shannon, you're probably.
I
forget their names. I'm drawing blanks on names.
Samantha,
now.
Miranda.
And
I don't
Jean's
even
Samantha.
Watch that show. And so the fact that I know.
No,
their
I think
names,
Jean's Miranda because of just her, you know, power. And, you know, when Shannon's going on a date with Jay, she's probably Samantha.
I mean, I do let the girls out then sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, next question. Don't let her fool you.
I've been all four. How about that? Like, literally.
Yeah, you have. She's like, she contains multitudes. It's true.
Multitudes.
Okay, next question. What app or apps, you can give me a couple if you want, do you waste the most time on?
Oh.
TikTok.
I will go first.
Bye, TikTok.
Okay. Any shopping app.
Oh, yeah.
What are your favorite shopping apps?
Okay, my favorites are, of course, Amazon because, I mean, there's everything. You just can scroll into the vortex of endlessness, right? Mm-hmm. And then like, clothing store-wise, Anthropologie.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's a good one.
Dressed in Lala. They don't have an app. Shame on them. I'm calling you girls out. Get an app, please. But Dressed in Lala, I get on their website and just like put 1,000 things in my cart and then
pretend you're going to buy it.
Yes. Yeah, and then slowly chip away at it in the sense of, you know, getting rid of stuff until I finally buy, you know, a few items. Anyways. Okay. And then probably Adidas and Nike because, you know, I love sneakers.
Yeah. I was waiting for a shoe. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Tosh has the most amazing shoe collection I've ever seen, actually.
I did something that I regret yesterday. And it applies to this.
Please.
I
Are you self-reporting?
Got on Amazon to
You're
go through all of my purchases of 2023.
She is. She did a whatever purchase, a what do you call that?
What did I do? What?
You bought shoes yesterday.
Oh, I bought those shoes like 4 days ago, but that's fine. What I did, they just came in yesterday, Tosh. Okay, that's so last week. And they were a new pair of Birkenstocks, right. Platforms. Thank you very much. I got on Amazon yesterday and filed all my purchases to 2023 so I could go through every purchase so that like anything that was a write-off, I could print the receipt for.
Oh my gosh, I forgot Target. Sorry.
Oh, well, everyone. That's like everyone. Anyway, when you do that, Amazon tells you how many purchases you made in 2023.
I don't want to know. How many did you make, Shannon?
280. Ooh. Orders.
We'll have to compare numbers later.
What did you even buy?
That is like almost an order a day.
Okay, so wait,
I'm going to find really you a quickly, support group.
Is
right
this
now.
Like, do you,
what is happening?
Do you do like subscribe and saves? Do you do that? Is that like, so there's you have like vitamins and stuff like that on
yes.
there? That okay, so that is just stuff that's reoccurring monthly.
Yeah, so that's 12. The 280, because it's a one order.
Yes.
I wonder if my 12 orders...
12 things in the one order.
No, like it's one order a month. So that would 12 only times. Be 12 orders.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They don't do it separate. They don't consider
that
separately.
No, it's not like items. No, it is orders.
Yeah. My numbers might be up there too.
Buddy. But like, can I just say that like, I can just say, oh, Gracie needs some more Chewies. Click.
Yeah,
done.
It's so
now
easy.
We have Chewies, right? So, but it was very eye-opening. And so my goal this year is to, instead of placing a million orders, I'm just going to place like 20 really big ones. So it doesn't look as bad.
Let us know how that goes for you.
Knowledge.
Is that the app you spend the most time on?
Amazon?
Yes.
No, I mean TikTok is... TikTok.
Are you
like
scrolling through TikTok or are you creating content?
So honestly, okay, no.
I didn't know you were a TikToker.
No.
They call it that, TikToker?
I watch sourdough videos on TikTok.
Yeah, she's watching bread.
Yeah. Or Instagram, because I am on Instagram a lot for like work and the podcast.
Yeah.
Jane? And then Marco, obviously.
A Marco, yes. We're all on Marco a lot. That's how we communicate when we're not on here.
Tasha's voice
Jane, what apps do you...
high-pitched when she was like, yes, shopping apps. And I'm like, oh, God, you have opened Pandora's box again with another question that is going to get her. Like, actually, I shouldn't have been shocked by that answer, but I was. I was like, oh, really? Okay. So
I tell you, wait, really quickly, you girls, Jean, you girls, you know how OCD I am about like having my apps all in certain boxes.
Groups.
And,
you mean like the shopping group right here?
Yeah. I have five. I have five swipes in my shopping.
Oh, five tabs. It's impressive.
I want everybody to get on Amazon and see how many orders they placed in.
I have.
Jean, go. So I'm sorry.
I'm so much more like
shopping.
Practical. Like, okay. So here's where I'm spending most of my time. Instagram, because there's a lot of chats going on too, like a lot of like talking with community members and whatever.
That would be probably a normal across the board for lots of people.
Yeah. And because I'm not really, I never got into TikTok. In fact, I deleted the app, but I know I still have accounts. Oh, Rory's calling me. That's great. It's spring break here, just in case anybody needs to know.
and you need to go, Jean, and we'll.
No, he's already broken glasses today. So yeah, Rory, what do you want to tell me? Okay, I'll look for a second. Oh, I'm scared to look. I should be very scared.
All right.
But unfortunately this year, definitely more time on dating apps than I want to. Now I have none. And I'll tell you the other app that I'm on.
I forgot about that.
The other app that I'm on. That could be a whole episode itself. The other app that I spend most of my time on is the grocery shopping app, placing my curbside orders. True story. Literally.
Yeah.
Like that's true story. Those are my top three. I mean, again, it's like very like practical. They're not really for pleasure. I mean, the doom scrolling definitely happens on Instagram for sure. Like I'm always like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And then I'm like, oh God, I'm doing it. Oh, I'm doing it.
You did it.
So
yeah,
I did it. So, Brittany, what are yours?
I forgot that it does this for you.
Oh, what the product that? Or the how much oh, time you spend. Yeah.
It shows.
Oh,
where did you?
I text a whole lot, apparently.
What did you? Oh, yeah. Oh. So wait, how
I
did you do that?
I'm not here, Jean. Shoot,
did you do it in settings?
Well, okay, we'll Brittany.
Brittany,
we'll do something on Instagram. Yeah, so for me, it's I spend a lot of time on Instagram because I run my business through Instagram a lot, my cookie stuff. So on days where I'm on Moms Talk Autism and doing cookie stuff, I'm on my phone so much. It's bad. I spend a lot of time on my podcast app because I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of Audible and my Kindle app. And I do have one game on my phone that I'll play. It's just like a mindless little like merging like game when I just need to just zone out, right? So those are the ones I probably spend the most time on. And I text quite a little bit. Marco with you girls.
Quite
I'm just on my phone a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, this is eye-opening looking at this, really.
I don't know. Maybe
welcome
this was
to such God, a great question in the world so in 2024.
Shannon, you have to tell me Hard how truth. You got to it. Like, seriously. Okay,
not right now.
Not right now. So, we'll do it later.
Go
we'll
to the next one. And I'm going to find it, Gene, and I'll send it to you.
Okay. So, I just lost the question. Hang on just a second. This is a great place for us to take a little break. So, hang on.
I was hours into a hunt for new digs at the local shopping mall and losing steam fast when fate intervened.
Drumsticks! Get your drumsticks!
Nutty, sweet drumstick? What luck!
One drumstick, please.
Here you go.
This is hot! And made of chicken.
I want an ice-cold, creamy, crunchy drumstick sundae cone.
You and me both, buddy. But that's the vendor next door.
Drumsticks!
But that line is 3 miles long!
Oh, well. Another day, another drumstick.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide. The designer event is now on at Bloomingdale's, and you don't want to miss it. Shop the most sought-after handbags, shoes, and ready-to-wear from the top luxury designers, all at incredible savings. This sale only happens for a limited time, online and in-store. So head on over to Bloomingdale's today and shop the designer event.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Okay. What is the most... Okay, no, I'm going to wait on that one. I want to give you guys some time to think about some of these.
Oh, jeez.
So let's end with this. What is your favorite way to unwind and relax? Like, you've had a super stressful day, you've reached your limit, and you are granted 2 or 3 hours out of the blue, completely unexpected. Oh, everything just fell into place, and you have a free schedule for a little bit of time. And it's not bedtime yet, Shannon. It's not bedtime. So what are you going to do?
Shannon.
How are you going to unwind those knots that have, like, been created in your neck and your shoulders? What are you going to do with yourself?
Okay, are we talking season to season? Because that is dependent for me where I live.
Go for it. Let's run through the season. Start with winter. Whoa, let's go. Geez.
Okay, winter, it's downstairs on my couch with the little heater thingy, whatever that's called, electric, whatever, fireplace, and a glass of wine or two.
A cozy throw.
And a cozy throw. Mm-hmm. Maybe cuddled next to somebody, you know. One
preferably
of you girls
me.
Or
yeah.
Tyler, cuddle. Some, you know, not my children for sure. And a good show, just
and a remote in your hand. Yeah.
binging or a good long movie. Okay, now that was winter. Spring. Spring is definitely give or take the weather, but just being outside and basking. If it's a nice day like today, basking lizard. In a chair, lizard doing the lizard thing. Probably too with an alcohol.
It's okay. No judgment.
In the summertime, it is just being out laying by the pool or just sitting on the deck and having, you know, conversation with a neighbor and having a cocktail.
Love it. Okay. And let's round it up with the autumn. What do we got?
And fall can be, you know, I don't know. We have good fall. So I like to be outside. We could go out and go out for a long little hike or just Tyler and I though.
Yeah.
No children because my children aren't relaxing. Or same thing, just like, you know, bundled up by the fire pit thingy and having a drink with my neighbors.
I love it. If you ever,
we've covered all the seasons.
You've mentioned this before, but if you are ever shopping or out in public with Tosh in her area of where she lives, she will stop every 10 minutes to talk to somebody that she knows because she knows everyone and she loves to chitty chat.
It's so fun.
It's really fun.
Even if she doesn't like, know them.
So you're right, Jean.
Even if she doesn't know them.
She'll just talk with anyone. I love it.
Her little talk is not an introvert.
I am the person that likes to have, you know, quiet, you know, peace, whatever, but I feel being around people fills my
it gives you joy and energy.
Yeah. Joy. Happy joy.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Jean, what do you like to do to unwind and relax?
So I also enjoy multi-sensory input as Tosh does, depending obviously on the season. However, I can reduce it down even more simplistically because I, again, like trying to be very practical in my life. I will tell you just two things. If I'm granted 2 to 3 hours and I can't it's going to be a fermented beverage, most likely a sparkling variety of wine. Food choice is going to be something with cheese. Non-specific.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, we're going to indulge in some cheese-based products here.
Varietal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And music. And so those three things, and most of the time,
is the music a certain kind of music, or are you just kind of like whatever you're in the mood for?
It depends on the mood. I do think. Okay. And so my playlist is, it's eccentric. It has it's a wide range variety. And I do think it definitely is mood-based. And so I could get carried away and say, this is my dream and this is what I would really like to do. But I will say that because you want to know why I don't need to, when you don't have to think about anything, when you just like, I don't have to think about anything. I don't need to plan something for myself. That's it. That is the
give your mind a rest.
Is like wine, cheese, something cheese, something cheese, and music. So
cheese.
Yeah,
my stomach is growling again. Okay, Shannon.
Nobody.
It depends on the level of brain bandwidth that I have.
Sure.
Like on days where I am just completely tapped out, I want to lay alone on the couch and watch hours of HGTV or true crime. That's all I wanted.
Yes.
That's when I just have like nothing left, right?
Right.
Otherwise, it is on my patio with a cold drink in my hand, staring at the saguaros in the mountains. That is my very happy place. So, you know, it can be a warm beverage if it's cold with a fire pit, or it can be a cold beverage 9 months out of the year here in Tucson. Waterfall on the pool going for some ambiance, you know.
Sounds.
Oh, yeah. That's my jam.
Keep Shannon also loves a good bath.
Going.
I love a scalding hot Epsom bath.
My bath is just
I sweat my brains out. That's another thing.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot. My ADHD is just like exploding right now. I could not sit in the bath.
I take Netflix with me. Oh, because I have to be entertained. Yeah, I have to be entertained.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. For me, depending on bandwidth again, yes. If I have anything left in the tank, it is usually doing something. I like to do things. I like to keep my little hands busy. I like to create things, whether that's baked goods in my cookies, or it is painting something, or calligraphy, or artwork, or sewing, or just any knitting, crochet. Like, I don't know. I'm an old lady, I guess. I just like to make things.
She is.
With my hands. And it could even be a more practical avenue where it's like touching up paint or, you know, something like that, but, you know, or fixing something in the house. But I like to, you know, I'll pop in some music or a podcast and I will just
do
the little things around the house.
You try to relax by trying to figure out how you can also be productive while you're relaxing.
Yes.
Sounds very
I do.
Can we come in with that one?
It's
the loneliest.
I like to be alone. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with being alone. No. So yeah, I do. My relaxing is also, okay, I really, really need to relax. How can I use this time to be productive while I relax? It's a thing.
Right. Although I feel that about yard work. I do. Like in the summertime when we're getting the yard all ready, I'm like, I get into it. I can get down and just.
But when I have no bandwidth, like there's nothing left, I just am completely drained. I will go up into my room and I will turn on my little heated blanket and I will grab that Kindle and I will just read and read and read. And I literally got into my bed last night, you guys, and I climbed in and it was an audible sigh of like, and then I repeated this to myself under my breath, my bed, my bed, my bed, my bed, my bed, my bed, my bed. And I just kept saying that. And Doug leaned over. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just
doing ASMR
right now.
I'm doing ASMR to myself to sleep. That's what I'm doing.
I'm really, really happy to be here. And I just wanted to show my gratitude to this beautiful, beautiful bed of mine. So, yeah, I will lock myself in my room and I will binge a good show. I do have an issue stopping that. When those episodes, they keep going and they automatically go to the next one, I do not have the willpower to stop it. So
you need Netflix to ask you after every episode.
I have to be very careful with that.
Especially if they're shorter, right? Because you're like, one more going to hurt 5 hours later?
I don't have that problem.
But look how many episodes I got through.
I can't. I'm a completist and I just barrel through. So yeah, it's easier for me to, when I start nodding off with the book, I can close it. So
wait, hold on. Did you just come up with a new term?
Everyone.
Completist?
Oh, completist.
My God. I need to
completist?
Completist. I want to look that up. Googling now.
That's a word.
I like it. I'm here for it.
It is. Ready? Here's a definition.
Go ahead and wrap us out.
I'll
wrap you up. All right.
An obsessive, typically indiscriminate collector, a fan or something.
Nope.
an obsessive.
Even her computer's trying to stop her.
Okay. We are so glad that you stuck with us through this. If you did, congratulations to you, because this has been a journey. And we apologize for the salty language and the constant interruptions. But this is a conversation. This is normal life, everyone. Okay?
Lucas?
Oh, yeah.
Multiple times.
Yes. You and Jean. Yep, you sure did.
It's fine.
If I can keep it together, you guys have no excuse, okay? Because I am the worst of all.
Yes, you are.
It has been a joy. I think we are all feeling lighter and a little bit more pep in our step, to make a little call back there, for this conversation. And so thank you for being here with us today. If you would like to tell us who in your life is your chaos monster, please email us at hello@momstalkautism. We would love to hear what your biggest pet peeves are, your power outfits, the way you unwind and unrelax. And we would love to know what other apps we need to add to our phones that we can waste more time on, because clearly we're not doing that enough.
Because YOLO. Is that what the kids still say or no?
I don't think they say that anymore.
I like it though. Okay. Whatever. Bye.
All right. Love you all. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.